Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
Hello everyone and welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts Ash and JD. Now, we said we'd start off with them, and in true fashion, we keep into our word, we will start off with them. We're not going to go on to a tangent and start waffling on about something else. We will give you the old... And as always, we are always prepared.
Always.
Most definitely, kind of. Now, our first one that we didn't get round to last week, or at least the first one that I've got in front of me, was from Laura, and she says... When people say sorry, but clearly don't mean it. Now, this is quite a common theme in the old Devlin household, where the missus, it'll be something trivial, like, sorry, I didn't do that. I don't know, turn the dishwasher on or something. But I can quite clearly see that she doesn't mean it. And I'll pull her up on it every time. I'll always say, you don't mean that, so don't say it. Because it's pointless. It's just a waste of energy, waste of oxygen, waste of vocal cords. There's literally just no point. Like, you're not sorry, don't say it. So I'm guessing it's not really as much of an issue in this house.
No, not really, no.
But
I understand it, though, because with work and people go, oh, sorry, like, you don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care. You just sign it. You don't care, though. If you cared, you wouldn't just fucking do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't do the thing that's annoyed you in the first place.
You're apologising for.
Yeah.
So I get it. Yeah.
I know. But just put them up on it. That's what I
I do it at work.
Yeah.
I when somebody goes, not sorry. If you were sorry, you wouldn't come here. You'd done it. I was just like, just don't say.
Well, yeah.
Just don't apologise. Just come in and say whatever besides the apology.
Yeah. And I'd rectify it.
Yeah.
Because we don't need excuses. We just want actions. Because actions speak louder than words.
True that.
Yeah. I'd say it's mainly off the missus, although. Have it out and about in general, really. It's just she's always full of excuses and shit. right, and then we have another one from Riley where she says, "When you get a text, a reply from a text, just saying cool, great conversation, thanks." Now I do understand it. It is annoying if you're trying to have a conversation and you're just getting a one-word answer reply. So why bother having texting or anything if you're not going to continue the conversation? It is mainly from the logs of my dad's that I'll get this. You know, you're trying to have a conversation, mainly about football with our fucking little father. It's, he'll start a conversation, then I'll come back with a proper reply, and then it's like the response will be, yeah, I agree with that. Well, no, I wasn't saying it to agree. Like, we're trying to have a conversation that's, tennis, back and forth, fucking, or if we're going to continue with some more of the Olympic sports, a bit of badminton, ping pong.
Yeah, but I kind of get the other half too, because I ain't a big texter. I don't like texting. So, sometimes I am just like, yeah, sound. you know.
Yeah, when it's when there's nothing else to talk about, but if it's if it's being a question or something that
warrants a response,
then
a bit more enthusiasm then,
you know, a bit more context to the reply, not just a shitty little thumbs up. Now I'll do the thumbs up as well, but that's literally when there's nothing to reply, I acknowledge what's been said. Like, yeah, great, thanks. Like, yeah. But if you're trying to have a conversation, it is rather annoying. But again, yeah, if you're getting that all the time, just block out the negativity. Just stop texting back, or don't initiate a conversation. We don't need that. We've all got our own things going on. We don't need other people's lack of enthusiasm to ruin our day. And yeah, if you're gonna let it ruin your day, then as I say, just stop speaking to that person. Stop with the text messages. Call. Like, who says call these days as well?
Maybe it's an American thing.
Well, yeah. But
cool.
It's lame, ain't it?
That's awesome.
It's gay. And then we do have another one from Jess, and she says, when you're ill and everyone tries to tell you how to look after yourself, yeah, okay, all I want to do is sleep and eat, leave me alone.
Just be left alone.
Yeah, that's it. I do get it. Like, you'll get people fucking ringing or texting or whatever. Like, such and such is wrong with you. Have you tried
doing this? Like a home remedy.
Are you hydrated? Are you drinking enough fluids? As much as I can.
I'm just fucked. Yeah.
I just want to fucking just mong it.
Just let me fucking mong it.
Yeah, I just want to die in peace. Yeah. It is. It's fucking frustrating. And I do feel your pain with that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, just while it's on my little note page here, I have to get it out of the way with the old fucking fan favourite, James. He's coming out with the beef already. Looks like United are going to have a shit season again. Lol.
The eye roll then.
Yeah. I hate people putting lol in that anyways. Because you're not, well, he probably is, but you're not actually sitting there typing it out, laughing out loud, are you?
No.
It's just fucking not. Cracks me up. Nice City win on the weekend to kick it off. So that's referring to the Community Shield that's going to be tomorrow as we're recording today as the episode's released. I'm not expecting much from the game, to be fair. You know, it's straight away with the injuries again already. Fucking, obviously, the young gun getting injured on his second pre-season game, Lenny Yarrow. Luke Shaw's come back from fucking, obviously, the England camp and then his holiday, and he's possibly injured already as well.
I feel like he's always injured.
He's definitely become injury prone, more so the last couple of seasons. But he did well to get back into football, obviously, after that horrific leg break 6 years ago-ish. You know, it was a career ender, to be fair. So, you know, to get back into it already, to get back into the game initially was quite an achievement. I think it's just been the whole fucking squad, though. Was it like 62 individual injuries last season alone? You know, it's just you can't get any consistency with stuff like that happening anyway. And for it to start off again already, it's just ridiculous. So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to... No, I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow because it's just football, and it's nice to get some football back. I know other leagues already started, but, yeah, watch the game tomorrow. Kind of want a bit of a... Not a complete battering, but, you know, City to win convincingly. So that, I mean, because it's not just Ineos, but the Glazers still as well. They'll have to actually commit and buy some of these players. You know, Bayern Munich have been holding off for weeks. They're keeping to the guns, saying, no, we want 42 million for De Ligt and whatever. So they're just going to have to all say, all right, fair enough, yeah, we need the player. Let's just fucking buy them. I know it's all different now, the way that the transfers are going to be done and that as well, but just fucking just make the signings. It's getting annoying. Like, you know, I think 6 weeks ago, personal terms were agreed. So why does it take that long to fucking just agree a fee?
Just money, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just so fucking annoying.
Who gets
annoying.
The most backhander?
Yeah. But otherwise, in general, I mean, we will probably touch on to the Premier League next week because we're not a footballing podcast, but we do.
Or Man U podcast.
Yeah, we're not a Man U podcast, no.
Or weather podcast.
No, which that's another message I'll get onto it in a moment. yeah, but we will, I don't know, do like a Premier League prediction or something next week. We'll touch on to it. We'll have a little brainstorm. It won't be half an hour or so of talking about football anyway, because we don't want to. There is other things to talk about. But yeah, since we just touched on to the weather, where is the message? It was from Lauren, and she says, "Hi guys, the weather has been great. Don't know why you're moaning about it so much." Obviously, Lauren is not as busy as us then, and in the sun all the time, apparently. Not that I can, but I know in general, for a lot of people, it is great to be able to just lie down, do nothing, and just enjoy the sun.
I think Lauren's definitely working from home.
Either working from home or has got a lot of free time to be able to enjoy it. Or probably if she's working in an office, you know, she's got air conditioning or something so she can enjoy it. But, I mean, for us, it's not hard.
No, we did say though last week, it's nice, but it's hard to work in. It's hard to work. It is.
Definitely is hard to work in it. And, you know, fair enough. If you're enjoying it and you can enjoy it, then fair play. But... Mm. It's not been enjoyable for us. One thing that has been funny, though, we've obviously how hot it's been. The amount of people that I've seen that have gone on holiday and it's been pissing it down in your Tenerife or whatever. So it's been better weather here compared to everywhere else. You just have to laugh. One of the worst times to go on holiday, isn't it, when the weather at home is so much better than where you've gone to. So now then, we have had a couple of messages about it. And I think it's just been that it's not really been on the news a lot, but it's been that big of a thing this week. We obviously are going to have to talk about it because we are the real talkers here. The riots that's been going on all over the country, over the nation. It's not just been a select couple of areas. I've seen
all over,
pretty much, every major city. Obviously, we've had it here in Birmingham. It's been, I've seen it Brighton, Hull, obviously still Southport, Liverpool, Belfast.
Sheffield as well.
Yeah, Sheffield. I've literally seen pretty much everywhere. I'm surprised it hasn't been by me, but I know... it's probably just because of all the roadworks that's going on. They haven't been able to get past to the main town centre to start rioting. Obviously I knew there was bits going on, but as I was just scrolling through the other nights, I'd stopped on the one live stream and I was like, I recognise them buildings. And then it was literally all clocked. So the pizza shop used to be Pizza Repeat, but it's like Pizza Go or something now. And I was like, that's the McDonald's. Which, again, it used to be a pub, but it's McDonald's now near the old Heartlands Hospital on the road that I originally grew up on. So down the road from the Birmingham City Football Ground, right next to the old primary school that I went to and that. And I was watching it for probably nearly 10 minutes. And it's ridiculous, the scenes that were going on. You know, the way that they're all speeding, doing donuts and that around the roundabout. And, you know, there was people generally trying to divert through the traffic just to carry on home, and the cars are getting swarmed. I don't know what the station was, but there was a news reporter there.
Sky News.
Was it Sky?
Yeah.
And then like, the lad come over on his bike and he's, you know, fuck this and that. And, you know, it's You could see him in the background with the weapons and that as well.
Do you know after the stab to Sky News van?
Yeah, they slashed the tyres up. Because she was told to get into the van because it's not safe. So they trashed the van up. They continued on down the road and they were doing it all outside of the police station and nothing happened.
They just had a police drone.
Yeah, there was no sight of any riot vans or anything.
No police officer in sight.
No. Up until yesterday, so I don't know about today as well, but Liverpool, it literally has been every day. There's been crowds of people. I've not seen any violence for the last couple of days, but with Liverpool, there was acid attacks, police officers being attacked allegedly.
So that's where he crosses the line from being a protest to a riot. I think it was in Middlesbrough Hall where they burned down a shoe zone and then ransacked to Greggs. That's when you lose credibility then. That's what's like. Well, what's got you out? What's made you that angry that you've got to rob a Greggs drive? You see the lad that robbed the Greggs drive?
Yeah.
Like, what was the point? Like, now it's just, like, it seemed like a farce.
Well, it is, because you're seeing these people protesting, and then when you're seeing the riots, it's literally night and day, because a lot of them, it's the younger generation. The ones that, as we've spoke about before, there's no fear in these younger people.
Yeah.
They're not scared about any consequences and they're happy to just carry the weapons around and start smashing things up or trying to fight.
So last night in Birmingham, they had a peaceful protest. So like it was a protest for immigration and to stop racism. And so basically... But the thing that's really annoying me, and we touched on last week, is like if you're patriotic or, you know, you're far right, well then if you're not, you're a lefty. But like, why can't you just be a bit of everything? Because what I'm trying to say is I want to be as patriotic as I can without being called racist. And at the same time, I do agree with some of these lefties' ideas, whatever, but not in terms of just letting anyone in. You got to have some kind of like security check, and if you're not needed, you know, we without going into too much detail. But what I'm saying is, it's just they want to label it straight away, like far right, you know, left, and all that. It's just sometimes it's not as black and white as that.
Well, I think that's what a lot of the issue has been with what we've seen. Really, is that the extreme far rightists and lefts have made it worse, where the general public, like what you was just saying, we want to just voice our concerns and say what we're not happy about. So, and then it is the far left and far right that are escalating, causing dramas.
So what I'm saying is, obviously, there's an underlying tone that there's a reason everyone wants to come out. And I won't say protest, because not everyone's rioting. You know, and the government's got to think, well, what's making all these people that have never done it before want to come out? I saw something stupid. Someone said something on Facebook and he got arrested for it.
Because that's what he's done. Keir Starmer has initially straight away put a law into power saying that essentially, if you post anything racist or, you know, what can be deemed as racist, share videos, any comments, you will get arrested, prosecuted, and potentially tied.
Because I've seen that Elon Musk is trolling him all over the place.
He's giving it to Keir. Again, because it was just one video or tweet or something that Elon had liked or something, and then Keir's come out saying that he should be arrested for his views on the situation. It's like, well, he's nothing to do with the country.
Yeah.
And then obviously he's seen it and he's like, well, yeah, fuck you. I'll give you some stick back then.
And that's the thing, like, obviously, because you're not agreeing with what he thinks is right. It's against the law.
Mm.
Like, and that's where the problem is, because, you know, racism, not definitely, you know, no need for it. But like, and I've got to be careful what I say, is, you know, when you just want to, what's best for you and your family, do you get what I'm trying to say? So, you know, it's all right him saying, well, you know, you're sharing this, let's arrest you. But then at the same time, how do you go about making change if you don't agree with that change in place to move forward?
Yeah.
Like, what can you do besides sharing Facebook, going out and protesting the street? Which you can get arrested now for everything of that. So how do you try to make a change?
Yeah.
It's literally what I'm trying to say is if you're getting, you know, basically you could get arrested for anything else. But or libeled anything else.
Yeah, that's unfortunately what he's doing. He's throwing the labels on everyone because he doesn't want to actually tackle the problem and create a solution. He just wants to try and bury his head in the sand as well as everyone else's opinions.
Yeah, we said this during the election, like about Labour getting in. And like, you could see it coming, not to this extent, I must admit, not to this extent.
Yeah, no one's ever going to.
But you can imagine another 5 years of this. Fuck, man. He fucks off the old people healing and then gives like 100 million abroad.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I know. So, the winter fuel allowance is what Ashley was saying. He's restricted that for the retired people. Give him more.
And then they need 26 million to mask. But why doesn't it give 26 million to everyone that's been, you know, that Greg's like, oh, burn down, what about that? You know, do you get what I mean? For everything, why is it just for one community? Just it should be, you know, it should just be for everything. And I feel like he's provoking. He wants a reaction from people. That's how he seems.
Well, I saw an old Chinese proverb where you put red ants and black ants in a glass jar and they don't do anything. They'll just mingle as they should do. But then if you shake the glass jar, they will fight and attack each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So essentially, we're the ants of all different colours, and it's the government, not just the government though, you know, the media. So
everyone's trying to get there.
They're the ones that are shaking this glass jar of all us ants, making us just want to fight each other, essentially. And that's the wrong thing the main thing that's wrong is because they're not actually showing the good, what's going on. People, you know, like you say, with the peaceful protests.
And I mean that, I don't mean that just on one side. I mean from every side, like not just what you're trying. So you obviously, there's loads of protests going on. So I'm not saying, you know, this one's been peaceful. I'm saying like every protest that's gone on, you know, they're all been peaceful to a degree and they've all had like the bad ex, so to speak. So I'm just across the board, I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah, because after the one in Birmingham the other day, I did see a big majority group of elders and other Muslims, and they were slamming the acts of these. Let's say it is mainly the younger generations that are going out violently, ready to attack with weapons and stuff.
It made me laugh on one of these things. So I was watching one of the lives, and he's blasting the Quran. I don't know what verse. But what I'm saying is...
No, it's just...
He's blasting the Quran. The camera pans down. He's got scratch cards in his car. That's not allowed. So he's not being true to himself. And I think about it. How many of those young lads would be in mosque on a Friday?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, do you get... And yeah, that's what we're... So, like, it's all right defending your beliefs, but how far are you going to go? Because your stab Sky News is tighter, but will you be a mosque on Friday?
Yeah, well, I've done work for a lot of people in general, but Muslims over the years. And essentially, the main motto is, pray the sin away.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, the one, again, I won't say any names, but... he'd be drinking, smoking, all sorts and that. And when they go to mosque on the Friday, that's to pray away the weekly sins. Which is counterproductive because if you're going to just keep doing it,
but it's like,
you're constantly asking for forgiveness of something you're going to do again.
But it's like Catholics, and they go to, what's it called, confessions to confess.
Yeah, which we'll get onto we'll that get, yeah. feature in a little yeah. bit.
But it's kind of like, so like what I'm saying is, but like, I always find that hypocrisy, like really like, you know, you'll stand your ground with your brothers or whatever, but then you won't be a masculine.
Yeah.
So like, what outcome do you want? Why are you there? Because the EDL is there. So you go into riot, you go into 4-5. Which I think was a load of bollocks as well. So I'm talking about the one in Birmingham. So the talks was, there was the EDL. We're going to park up a McDonald's car park in Smallleaf. Now, if anyone's been to Smallleaf, you know, if 20, if 30, 40, 100 cars poured up to there, you wouldn't pull up there. It's just, do you get what I'm saying, mate? It's not that community you just pull up to like that, right in the middle of it. Without being known, it was, I thought it was a bit of a...
Well, there has been, I don't know if it was politicians or if it was someone from a media company saying that there were false reports of the EDL landing in certain communities. I have seen since, though, again, I don't know how real they are, but essentially it's a schedule of when the EDL are going to land in different city centres, which I know, I believe it's August the 17th is in Birmingham Town Centre.
Right. It's one of them. There's some cities where you can't do that. It's too diverse. And Birmingham would be one of them. It's just...
Yeah, I think the last stat that I saw about that within the last couple of days was that it's 35% of... white national English people. So essentially, trying to say
consensus
in the right way.
Kind of thing. Yes, yeah, so 35% is white British, then you have.
Yeah, so the majority is what they class themselves as. Yeah, other ethnic minorities. So essentially, the white English person
is 35%.
The minority of Birmingham. Yeah. I don't know how much that includes the rest of the boroughs and that around, but yeah, I'm sure it was 35%.
Yeah, I think that would class as anything under Birmingham City Council for that consensus.
Yeah.
Because ours comes under, obviously, we're technically in Birmingham, we're not obviously Solihull Borough, so ours come under Solihull consensus. So I have sort of sat like that.
Yeah, it's.
So it just can't do it. Like, they can't jump on the train because before they get here,
the word will be out straight away, and then they'll just get bombarded. And again, not even from the people that wanting to allegedly go and attack. The police would be there straight away as well.
That I think come out at like 1 o'clock on a Monday, was it? About the Birmingham one, and by 4 o'clock, there was about 3,000 of 3,000 ready, wailing.
Yeah,
so you can imagine when they've got 2 weeks' notice, it's. No, you just can't do that. Birmingham's too diverse enough to do that. But it's just mad times, mate. Because you look at your life 5 years ago. Your rent's gone up. Your gas has gone up. Your fuel's probably gone up. Yeah, it has.
The fuel has definitely.
Everything has gone up. And like, boy, it's because there's not enough housing. So that goes up. Like, you get taxed on your fuck. You just get taxed too much.
Yeah. Well, the new one that I've seen now, though, so obviously a lot of these illegal immigrants were getting put into the hotels, the Holiday Inns and stuff. Now they're being given caravan parks.
See, the thing I've always worried with this is, for years I've always thought, why don't they make like little caravan stalics things, or just, you know, those eco homes you see? Like, make them and just anyone homeless, you qualify, you just go into it and then just like have it like around a hub where like a community hub, like just make a big, not gazebo kind of thing, but you know, you have your food there. And then from there, that's where you learn to like get a job. Like, you know what I mean? Just make, not put a homeless person in one place, but like, you know, get them off the streets for one and let's try to get them back. I thought, but no, you'd rather spend up. So, for the UK...
We're not a political podcast.
We're not. It's not because we don't know enough about politics. No. But what I'm trying to say is,
for a little country, we've done so much for the world. And this is just my point of view. And I know people say, well, you took over 70%, this is just your turn now, whatever. But like, you know, you can't help what your ancestors did down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So for a little country, anytime there's some shit that's gone on, UK sends money, just money. Yeah. I would love for like 2 or 3 years, the UK not to send money abroad and keep it in-house and put it for making your life better, my life better, and everyone that lives in this country better. I mean everyone. Because you think how much money we've thrown away over the past 10 years. It's got to be billions. Billions, if
it not. It will be billions.
You know, and just stay out of it. I would love that. I can't see why we can't do that for 2 or 3 years. Just any money you was going to throw to Ukraine, everywhere, any time it's kicking up. Because I always think of this. When the UK goes to war, who sends us money or sends us anything? You don't.
Yeah, and no
it's,
one.
It's
helps.
Not our place to police the world.
Yeah,
we're not big enough. It's not.
Well, you'd think with when Brexit happened, leaving the EU, you would have thought that would have been a part of it, not still committing so much with the foreign aid. But it's like it's got more aggressive. It is any little thing. Right, we've got to send the troops. We've got to send the money. We've got to send all the provisions to help them out. But yeah, on the grand scheme, when there is so many homeless people of our country not being looked after, then yeah, it should start at home.
Yeah.
Once your home is functional, then it's easier to help everywhere else.
Basically, get your shit sorted at home and then carry on. But the other thing I just want to touch on. So I've seen a stat where if you illegally enter a different country, what you do. So like in Russia, I think it's 2 years of like hard labor.
Yeah.
North Korea is death or whatever. What I'm not saying that should happen. But what I'm saying is it shouldn't be a case you come here and in 2 months' time, you're getting 100 quid a week in your bank, a phone and free clothes. There's got to be somewhere where they get, I don't know what the right word is, like checked. You know, where are you from, Iran? Well, we're going to hold you here. We're going to speak to Iran embassy. Do you have this person?
Yeah.
Do the same thing. Go, yeah. And then try them to, like, then, is it word?
Integrate.
So, like, don't have them working in terms of, you know, they're still giving the money, but, like, make sure that, I don't know, 5 of them go out, they clean the streets for 2 years.
Do
you get what I'm saying? And then, obviously, they go back, they'll have the caravan, they'll have the 2 meals or whatever, and the food, and the money and everything. But, like, just so they can emigrate, like, integrate better and just understand. You know, that. But then, yeah.
I would say it's all down to money, but it's not. It's more of a, again, not ignorance, but what it is, it's ignorant. It's taking everyone in on the hope and whim that everything's going to be overlooked and no one's going to bat an eyelid over it. But obviously, with everything that has happened, you know, obviously not just the incident the other week with the little girls getting stabbed, but, you know, you see it continuously with the men trying to groom the young girls and that, approaching kids in school uniforms. I mean, it's endless the amount of sexual assaults and that I've seen, especially over the last week where they're saying this has happened, that's happened, and nothing. No one's been prosecuted for it.
So the one of the things that a lot of EU countries have done is released their stats in terms of so look, for Denmark, for instance, I think 50% of their crimes are done from immigrants from Algeria, 50% or something like that, and then like 15% Pakistani or whatever. So it'd be interesting for the UK to release that, but apparently they was going to release it, but then all this stuff kicked off and now they're not going to release it. So it'd be interesting to see by censors to see what, you know. But then it's just one of them, mate, isn't it? Like these politics, it's easier for just sitting and do this, but is it really that easy? I'm not, obviously there's more to it.
Well, yeah, it's not all black and white, in the sense of like yes or no, yin and yang. There is all the colours in the spectrum. there's too many factors in the equation to just say, yeah, this is how it gets solved. But there is better ways that it could be handled.
Yeah, I just think if we just stop sending money to countries that don't really need to, or just look after our own for 2 or 3 years, in that time, build new houses so everyone's rent comes down, because rent's killing it. Over a grand to live it, like, just over a grand now, because where you're paying $650, $750 like 3 years ago for rent.
So I don't know where it was now. Birdworth or something. It was a strange name for a town, but it was out on the coast. I think it was near Leeds. New housing estates, so hundreds of houses, 3 bedrooms, semi-detached houses. They were literally all just as pairs. £800 a month, big garden, big drive and that. And I thought, that is real, real nice. New builds aren't the best of buildings. I know that. Just through experience, but the fact that all these houses have been built and that is a set price, all these houses are going to be rented out, well, the ones that are up for rent, at £800, that's a sustainable price for most people. Even single parents as well could afford that, so there should be more stuff like that around. But there isn't going to be.
I don't like talking about stuff like this. Obviously, this podcast is meant to be like more joyous, but obviously,
meant to be more fun.
It's the topic that's going on, so obviously, we have to talk about it.
Yeah, but there was a couple of people that asked.
It got to the point where I was on TikTok, and I just couldn't watch it. Like every time, I went to
every swipe.
Every swipe was another one. I'm like, I don't care. And I like to the point where you're trying to get it out of your algorithm by typing stuff. So I put Christmas. Fucking hell. You're right, mate, there.
There was a bit of toffee or something in the bottom of that coffee.
All right. So, but apart from that...
Yeah, I think all three of them were toffee. And that just wasn't stirred.
So a bit out of context there. We ordered some coffees. Jade just wanted a latte. There should have been 2 toffee and 1 latte. But it looked like Jade just had a clump of syrup at the bottom of his.
Yeah. I hope it's syrup and not fucking anything else.
It looks like hard syrup, that does.
I don't know. It kind of looks like a big fucking bit of snotty gas, man.
Done you in.
God. It's good you're my geezer, any.
Geezer. No, okay. should we move on from this topic, mate?
Well, we will do now. Because as we did mention, while we was touching on to religion and confessions, now there was a new feature that we wanted to start. And we have started, because we've got one in, and we do want more in. As always, links are always in the description. Sending your emails, realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Hit the Real Talking hotline, 07470-488-096. Send in your messages. Yeah.
Send them in. Obviously, we won't say no names. No. Confidentiality is key.
And I've purposely not wrote down the name. It can easily be done. You're not paying attention. And, names might get said. So we've left it anonymous. But here we are with our confessions.
Wait, this music cracks me up every time. Right. Father JD.
Yes, my child.
Right. So we had this message. Wait, I've got to come back, because this tune. Right. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I was at a house party a few years ago when I had done an unthinkable act. I was drinking a lot and needed to be sick. As I ran up the stairs, the bathroom was occupied. So I went into the bedroom and found a washing basket.
Safe space.
Yeah. After violently throwing up, I put the lid back on and swiftly made my exit, surely followed by going home. Nobody ever knew it was me, but I'm still ashamed about it. So, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. You are now cleansed, my child.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about cleansed, but
those
the clothes definitely needed to be washed.
Those clothes, good. Yeah, it was. It needed washing, to be fair.
Yeah. So but, you know, after that, they've probably been thrown away.
Imagine it was like a freshly washed basket. Cause sometimes you never know, do you? So, but now saying that, if it was in the bathroom, you normally put your dirty ones in the bathroom, don't you?
But they went into a bedroom now, so the bathroom was old.
My them ones were fresh. Mm. Those that had those little nose smelling nice.
Now, I mean, in general, we've all been there where we've had one too many, and you need to evacuate your stomach and throw up.
Well, you know, I don't think I've ever been sick from. I know it was from me free since 1-3 at one point. 2013 was the last time I was sick up until this year.
Yeah, I don't think we've been out where you've been throwing up. But that's because you're not a proper man.
I just don't understand. Like, if you're going to throw up, why go, yeah, fucking another one? Wait, because you're going to throw up, mate?
Yeah, but you don't always know that you're about to throw up. You just drink and then it comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, you can't handle it then. Can't handle the beers, that is.
Yeah.
Is that literally because you drank so much your body's rejecting it?
Well, yeah, because like, so literally your body's like, I can't process this.
You've had enough.
I need to get it out.
Yeah.
Because there's only, it will only be so, there's only a certain speed that, you know, your body can go through it to turn into urine and that bulk, isn't it? Yeah, I mean.
Imagine that though, you know, you're at a party, you need to throw up, bathroom's occupied.
Ugh. I mean, to be fair, that's a good effort running upstairs for
starters. Yeah, because you could have run out the front door.
Yeah, I've done that. Out the front or out the back, wherever it is, and just do it on the floor, and
just throw some water on it after.
Literally, to be fair, there's only one time when that has actually happened to me that I can think of, and I've just gone in, got the old bowl out of the sink, filled it with water, and then just washed it down, because it wasn't on grass; it was like a bit of a pavement sort of slabbed area. So yeah, just give it a bit of a wash. Mm. Otherwise, yeah, going into a bedroom. I mean, I suppose it was lucky there was the wash basket there.
Yeah, because where it would have probably been over the bed then, or the floor.
Yeah, imagine. Like, I'm guessing it was like, it probably wouldn't have been a child's bedroom, would it? Probably because children just throw their clothes on the floor, don't they? So that was probably an adult's bedroom.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
You do now, like when you're younger, like in someone's mum and dad's bedroom. Imagine now.
Terrible.
Okay, no. But
I remember when 15, times are different anyway. My parents weren't as bothered about being in the house and having a drink and that. But I don't know if you still can, but you used to get the 3-litre bottles of Strongbow and they cost £2 or something. So me and these other lads in mine. And it was back when I had the double bunk bed and the bed underneath. So in mine, we're having a drink and that. And I think I'd done the 2 bottles, but like, you know, I'm 15. I'm not a fucking drinker at that time. And I woke up, obviously, in the middle of the night. And to me, I'd just thrown up a little bit over the bed, like onto the floor. And because I'm fucking pissed, I was like, I'll clean that in the morning. But then as I woke up in the morning there, it was all over the wall, all over the door. And look, because of the way that the bed was as well, because I had so if you looked at it from above, it was like a T shape.
Yeah.
So
there was
the double bunk bed going the one way and then the other bed went the other way out.
Right, yeah.
So essentially his feet were hanging past the bed. So it was all right by his feet on the blanket, but all right by his feet. Oh, God, and it stunk. It was just pure orange because of the cider.
Ugh.
It took me hours to clean it up. It was absolutely disgusting. Oh, God. I think that was the worst I've ever been sick, to be fair. I mean, we've said it on earlier podcast.
That one in Snob. Was it Snobs?
One of them.
I don't know. What's the worst?
But that was projectile ecstasy style, that was. This, like, for something that I've had to actually deal with, I think that was the worst. Otherwise, most of the time, I have managed to get to the bathroom and done it in the toilet. Yeah, it's not enjoyable, but you have to do it sometimes. Better out than in. That's what Shrek always says. So, yeah, we want more of your confessions anyway. So, as I say, send them in. The links are in the description. Any more things just doing your head in and that's, let us know. James, I'll be looking forward to your next message regarding the football. loves it, doesn't he? Favourite fan. And yeah, we shall love yous and leave yous and be safe out there. And to the only, well, in the wise words of the only man that could actually help this country, Ali G, keep it real. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. Can't deny.